This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're
You know, I don't know if you are as outraged as I am about President Biden wanting to make sure that he's got the right terminology about the person alleged to have murdered Laken Riley, walking back his term illegal that he used in the State of the Union, and walking it back and then turning it into undocumented. So, folks, this is the place that we've come to now. We're going to have to make sure we have the right terminology when talking about somebody who had no business being here and who actually murdered a young woman. And the president goes out and tries to make sure that he's got to walk all that back. Folks, that is just the height. That's not leadership. That is not leadership at all. That is knuckling under to special interests and knuckling under trying to say, oh, please get my poll numbers back up. I'll go out and change the language if I have to do that. Folks, it is the Monday edition. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here again on this Monday edition. We've been going strong all morning long. Got some great calls, great direct messages. You know, you can head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. Also, we'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour this morning, 949-822-7959. And by the way, how's the time change treating you? We lose an hour, of course, when we spring forward, but everything seems to be going along pretty good. Let's go head right over and talk with Frank Salvato. He's been on deck here getting ready, and we've got him this morning, Monday edition. Frank, good morning.
Mr. Kyle.
Good morning. Well, of course, Frank is from undergroundusa.com, everybody. That's the website. He's also the author of the book Nullification. Well, you know, Frank, I don't know. Maybe the time change is getting to the president. He had to run out and say he was undocumented, you know. And I guess at least he didn't call him a newcomer.
You know, the guy is on teleprompter. So I'm going to suggest that this was done on purpose to throw some red meat out there for people who understand that this guy was an illegal and then to walk it back for his base.
Interesting.
He's an election cycle now, so he's going to try and sell snake oil to every corner of the country.
Wow.
You know, we all know the guy was an illegal. He shouldn't have been here. He should have been detained up in New York when he was arrested the first time. Laken would still be alive. But, you know, the guy doesn't make a mistake like that and then turn around and call her Lincoln.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, you're right, Frank. By all accounts, Laken Riley would still be with us. She probably would have been watching the Oscars or living her life, doing something normal. But because this person was here illegally, because the system also let everybody down on this, this is a completely preventable death that happened.
Absolutely, and she's just the one that made the news.
Right.
How many more Lakens are there out there? You know, we hear these stories all the time. They're becoming page 2, page 3, page 6, page 26 stories. When an illegal either assaults, rapes, or kills somebody who's a citizen here in the United States. And then if somebody calls them out on it, like President Trump did, you know, the media says, you're calling all immigrants criminals. Well, no, he's saying there's a criminal element to the people who are coming over the border, and that's indisputable. So we've got to start punching, and this is just rhetorical, people. We've got to start punching the media in the throat when they start acting like the petulant two-year-olds they pretend to be by saying stuff like that.
Well, the president seems to try to placate different groups, especially when it comes to building this pier in Gaza. A lot of this is just, you know, like you said, sort of red meat for other constituencies. They're trying to soften what's happening to him in Michigan, for example.
Well, and he's catering to demographics over here because that's what progressives do. They cobble together small groups of voters to equal 51. And that's how they've been going about elections the whole time. They're not sincere about anything except giving away money.
Right.
They're just not. It's about how do I get the votes. It's a Saul Alinsky thing. Win at all costs, slash and burn, ends justifies the means. So, you know, if you think anything that this guy's promising, and the pier in Gaza, it's got my eyebrows up a little bit. Because that's just a way to actually have U.S. soldiers on that platform, but not have boots on the ground. I'm very disturbed by this. I find it very weird that we have to build a floating pier off Gaza.
Right, right. But, you know, something could go wrong, you know, God forbid, but they could be attacked very easily at that point, it would seem.
Absolutely. Then they have to defend themselves. And the way you hear Biden talking today about what will happen and what won't happen over in Israel and Gaza, what we're going to do and what we're going to demand and what we're going to expect, it's not his war.
Bingo.
You know, this is Benjamin Netanyahu. He's the one that gets to make the calls on this. Joe Biden doesn't have the right to say boo on this. He either supports his ally or he doesn't support his ally, and it's an election year, so he can't do that. So he has to insert himself into this thing. I find it reprehensible and sickening that this guy thinks that he can just bully a nation into how they get to defend themselves against a terrorist entity that launched a 9/11 style attack on the country of Israel. It makes me want to puke.
Well, you and me both. Very well said, Frank. But of course, part of that answer is that it is the election year, election cycle, and this is what they're coming up with. But when we come back, Frank, I want to ask you about, you know, some of these numbers that are coming out of Gaza. And again, can we really trust what Hamas actually tells anybody? All right, folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. More with Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. Kyle Warren with you. The Monday edition is flying by. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Monday edition is going by at warp speed, so if you see something go, you know, whooshing by you, again, that's us. And we're having a lot of fun here on this Monday morning. And by the way, again, you know, we can't change the fact that it's Monday, but we can sure do our level best to keep you informed and maybe keep you entertained a little bit and send you off into your Monday with a smile. Because, well, that's just what we do here on the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959 is the number to call. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or a comment for our guest and our good friend Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com and, of course, also author of the book Nullification. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
You know, right before we went out to the break, I was mentioning about some of these numbers coming out of Gaza. In fact, President Biden himself talked about the idea you can't have, what he, in his words, 30,000 Palestinians dead to try to eradicate Hamas. This is where he's talking about where he believes there's basically this red line about Israel going into Rafah, which, oddly enough, is where Hamas is at this point. But where are we getting these numbers? Or if they're coming from Hamas, isn't that just part and parcel of their misinformation?
Well, they are coming from Hamas, and that doesn't differentiate between fighters and civilians. In war, there's going to be collateral damage, and I don't mean to sound cold. It's just a fact. But would we have taken casualty numbers about what was going on from the Nazis or the Viet Cong or the North Koreans? No. We kept our own numbers, and we relied on them when it came to casualties and wounded and everything else. So just expecting the world to just accept Hamas's numbers when they are the enemy faction that are shooting back at Israeli soldiers, you know, you would expect them to pad the numbers. They want things to be horrific. They have a track record – And Reuters got caught exploiting this many years back in the early 2000s of Palestinian or Hamas operatives walking around with the same dead children from scene to scene within Gaza, trying to portray it as, okay, we had 18 children dead. It's the same kid.
Wow.
It's the same. It's the same dead body. And Reuters just took it. They took it and ran with it. When they got called on the carpet about it, they had to walk it back. But the walk back was, you know, something very, very hidden in the shadows. They never trumpeted on the front page. So this is status quo for the media. What does Hamas say? Hamas says it's 100,000 dead. Well, it must be 100,000 dead. Well, no, it isn't. And that 30,000 includes all of the fighters that have been killed who went to war with Israel. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hey, if you attack somebody, they have the right to defend themselves. If you continuously attack them for decades, they have the right to eliminate you.
That's right. Well, and that's exactly what Netanyahu's trying to do. But when it comes to humanitarian aid, everybody wants humanitarian aid for people who really do need it. But there seem to be some real mixed messages coming from the Biden administration about supporting Israel, but then also trying to make sure that he's corralling Israel, kind of what you were talking about a little bit earlier. I mean, this is, you know, we're not supposed to run their war for them, but I guess because of that election energy that's happening, this is he's got to be seen as running the show.
You know, he's taking this leader of the free world thing as a dictatorial type of thing. You will do this, you will do that, we'll do this in Ukraine, we'll do this in Israel. Well, it's not a we, Joe. It isn't a we. You can either support your allies or not support your allies, but you do not have the right to tell other sovereign nations how to defend themselves. You just don't. It would be like Israel telling us after 9/11, you know, you really shouldn't go after Al-Qaeda that hard. I know you've got them on the run and they're in the caves of Tora Bora, but don't you think it's a good time for a ceasefire? Because we don't know how many civilians are in those caves.
Right.
It wouldn't have flown. The American people would have said, why don't you mind your own business? And the Israeli people should be telling them, why don't you mind your own business? And I was very happy to see Netanyahu saying, thanks, but no thanks for your advice. We're going into Rafah.
Right. Exactly. Well, even at the Oscars, they had some of the celebrities, they had their pins or some other kind of indication that they supported the ceasefire. And then there were protesters. Then a lot of people were late, evidently, to the Oscar presentation because of that.
If the day that I start paying attention to the political whinings of the Hollywood glitterati is the day I hope a drone strike happens on my head. A more ignorant and uninformed group of people I have never understood to exist in the history of the United States. All you have to do is spend 15 minutes on Twitter reading Rob Reiner, and you'll realize how incredibly insane these people are and uninformed, uneducated, and arrogant about it. You know what? Don't care what you have to say. Really, I don't. Make a movie, and not a remake.
No kidding. Yeah, it's something original. Yeah, I'd be interested to see what the ratings are, but certainly I think a lot of people tune out because, again, there was politics, and they just don't want that.
It's hours of virtue signaling. You know, what can I wear to make sure that people know I'm on the right side of this political activist issue? I don't care. I really don't care. If you want to make a difference over there, get in your private jet, fly over there, and hand out some food. You're going to find out how quick Hamas hates your guts.
No kidding. Yeah. You said it right spot on, Frank. Absolutely. You know, something else political that's going on right now up in New York, this is from the New York Post, the FDNY brass is turning up the heat on pro-Trump firefighters who showered the state attorney general, Letitia James, with booze at a raucous promotion ceremony. You know, Frank, they're going over videos or something to figure out who booed her. and then so they can have some kind of action. You know, as a retired firefighter, what's your take on this whole thing?
Well, when you're in uniform, you represent the department. So I don't know if they were in uniform. Yeah, I don't know. You don't boo like that. You stand silent like the Supreme Court justices do during the State of the Union speech. If they weren't in uniform, they have every right to express their free speech, political thoughts, and there should be no retribution at all. The fact that they're going after them individually using facial recognition is way over the top. This would be a memo that would go out department-wide saying, when you're in uniform, you represent the department, you can't be booing the attorney general, stay silent if you don't like them, you don't have to cheer. But you see, elected officials like to pad the crowds when no one wants to show up for a rally. Mm-hmm. And they usually do it with people who can't say no. So I wouldn't have booed. I would have turned my back. No one can say anything about that. Mm-hmm. Or hands in pockets. That's another silent protest that people who wear a badge do. But, if they're going after them because they expressed their First Amendment right political views because they were in uniform, that's over the top, and it's real close to political persecution.
Well, what if it was reversed? What if they stood up and cheered wholeheartedly, saying, "Go get Trump, Letitia James, go get him." You know that. You know, I don't know if they would they get in trouble for that.
Well, they wouldn't get in trouble in New York.
Yeah, right.
They get in trouble in a couple other locations, but again, it goes both ways. If you wear a uniform and you're a public servant, when you're wearing that uniform, you represent the department or the agency that employs you. So, you know, you have to show some decorum, you know, so you don't cheer like that. You don't boo like that. It's common sense. You serve everybody when you wear a badge, not just Republicans or Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and your right to vote in a secret ballot is your right to vote in a secret ballot. If you're not in uniform, cheer or boo away. God bless you.
Right. Well, you know, but of course, Letitia James, she ran on the idea of actually getting Trump. She wanted to become a public official primarily to go find something on somebody else. And that was her promise, you know, to the voters. But that sounds pretty biased anyway to begin with. I'll tell you what, Frank, stay right there. We're going to come right back. We'll take calls for Frank Salvato, 949-822-7959. Hour number 4 is just roaring by. Can you believe that? Here on this Monday edition. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update.
The Georgia primary is this Tuesday, March 12th, and Georgia could be the state that puts us... Look, if we win Georgia, we're going to win the election. Let me put it that way, okay?
New this Sunday, dueling political rallies in a key battleground state, Georgia. Former President Trump in the town of Rome in the northern part of the state Saturday night. President Biden speaking in Atlanta.
Americans pay more for prescription drugs than anywhere else in the world. It's wrong, but I'm ending it.
Now, prior to his campaign event, Trump meeting with the parents of Lakin Riley. Police say the 22-year-old Georgia nursing student was brutally assaulted and killed by an illegal alien from Venezuela. The attack and murder happening in Athens, Georgia.
He was an illegal immigrant. He was an illegal migrant, and he shouldn't have been in our country, and he never would have been under the Trump policy.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
National Guard is patrolling the New York subway system, but Governor Hochul says she doesn't want them to have, quote, long guns. They might be at some checkpoints, but I don't know, folks. What kind of message are you trying to send if the crime is so bad that you got to send the troops in, basically, into the subway system? But then, of course, we don't want to make it look like you're, I guess, doing it too much. But it seems like, I don't know, again, you're trying to send a message, at least temporarily, that you're not going to take this anymore. That's what I think. All right, folks, Monday edition continues. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. And we've got Frank Salvato, our good friend, of course. He's from undergroundusa.com, also author of the book Nullification. Again, good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Yeah, what do you think about that? I mean, obviously, it's a pretty bad situation in the New York subway system, but Hochul's trying to, I guess, manage the impact or the perception of this.
I guess you didn't get the memo from the Biden administration that crime's down. That is all we heard through the State of the Union, that crime is down. Violent crime is down. I don't know what the right's talking about. Violent crime is down. Except they're putting the National Guard in the subway system because crime is so bad in New York. Right. So which one is it?
I
think we all know which one it is. But nobody's going to call Biden out on being a filthy liar because nobody in the media wants to ask a hard question.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, we got a great question, I'm sure, coming up. We've got Anthony in Tampa who's waiting on the telephone line. We've also got Eric in Tennessee who's also waiting, but we're going to go to Anthony right here and see what he has for you this morning. Frank, good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Frank. I in the same manner as black conservatives like Kevin Jackson, Carl Jackson, and Mr. Larry Elders. I have no apology in making this statement. I have zero empathy except the fact that his eternal destination for this guy who's occupying this White House. I know there's those conservative yappers on the radio who have some kind of piety in not calling out this guy for the evil that he espouses. This guy is evil. I mean, we look back before he was probably senator, and even when he was senator, just the bigotry he portrayed. I mean, when you look at the way he made a statement in 1977 about not having, wanting his kids in these schools, what they called jungle beings, being those being black students. And then the whole way he treated Clarence Thomas, you know, this guy is just showing. It's kind of hidden, but it still lingers within him. And I think it's the evil that is not being called out. I know we have conservative voices here in Tampa on the radio and those in national broadcasting that don't seem to want to call it these mainstream media outlets like Fox affiliates who are left-leaning, definitely left-leaning. Ever since 2016, mm-hmm. when Trump bounced their goddess, Hillary Clinton, off the election stage, they've been kind of holding back from calling out these stations. I'm glad you did this, Frank. These all 99% of the media is biased, left leaning. There's only a few voices out there, a conservative realm, that call it out as it is. And I'm thanking you for calling this guy out as it is, Frank. So thank you so much, because voices need to be spoken out for the sake of saving this nation. Mm-hmm. Trump is not a halo-wearing individual, but my goodness, he is definitely way better than what we have right now on the left. So thank you, Frank. Thank you, Kyle.
Hey, thank you, Anthony. Take care. Thanks for calling. Anthony in Tampa, everybody. Yeah, Frank, what do you think?
No, that's kind words. I appreciate Absolutely. Them. But he's right. Biden is a grifting used car salesman. Right. That's what he is. That's what he is. I mean, he waffles with the polling, the sentiment. If all of a sudden the crowd turned on a dime to believe something that was absolutely opposite of what they came to hear, he would flip on a dime as well. He's got no conviction or principles. He says what he needs to say in order to gain influence and control. Otherwise, you know, what does he stand for? Can anybody tell me what he stands for in the 52 years he's been in public office? And through those 52 years, he's never held a real job.
Yeah, but he's got so much experience, and he's so wise.
He's an idiot.
Right. Well, that's what
he's a grifting idiot is what he is, and that's what it is. He is. Think about it. The quintessential comedy movie where you have a used car salesman. How is that character different than what we see coming out of the White House every time he opens his mouth?
Yeah, and what would be even scarier is that car salesman coming at you like he's hopped up on something, you know, some huge amphetamine or something. Who knows? Well, I'll tell you what, let's head over to that number two.
Hey, at least I get a car from the used car salesman. Yeah.
That's right. Well, I think you're right. All right, so let's head to line two. We've got Eric in Tennessee. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks, Kyle. Thanks for taking my call. Good morning, Frank. Hey, real quick, the last caller to echo his sentiments. You know, and Joe Biden had to pull out of his first presidential run years ago back in late 80s because he got caught plagiarizing stuff.
He got
removed for that. People should listen to some of his old Senate hearings when he was questioning people, Clarence Thomas and Ed Al, et cetera. That dude's just a... I almost let out some four-letter words that the FCC would have fined you on. But anyway, hey, Frank stole a little bit of my thunder, backing up a little bit, not to, you know, I guess birds of a feather flock together, so to speak. Regarding the Palestinian situation, the Gaza, Israel, and our, I don't want to say our, excuse me, FJB's penchant for wanting to use military assets to provide, portable piers, temporary piers, in order to, quote, provide humanitarian assistance into Gaza. Now, if people can think carefully about this, that Frank's correct that they, the Palestinians did use under Yasser Arafat, were using recycling videos saying, oh, Lord, everybody's getting bombed to hell, Israel this, Israel that. And they, there was one incident that, I think it went to the ICC, if I'm not mistaken, where they deliberately targeted a child running from one side of the, basically one side of the street to the other. Well, what they had done is edited the strip, the video, and it looked like the kid was walking by itself, and the next thing, you know, there's, God bless him, the kid's no longer there. Well, that was because this kid, it's come to find out, when he showed the whole video, he's running munitions back and forth.
Absolutely.
So that becomes, I hate to say it, that's one of those dichotomies in warfare, where did you engage, because you support, you know, aid in the enemy, or whatnot. So, and that's been, as I say, that's been going on. Here's the thing on the piers that they want to put in there. We do not control, we do not have cognizant authority of the airspace in Gaza, okay? We do not control, they're going to have to put boots on the ground. If they want to put helos in, they're going to have to put boots on the ground to perform what's called initial terminal guidance to call those birds in. They're going to have to secure LZs. They're going to have to make sure that those LZs are in areas that aren't subject to indirect mortar fire or other munitions that can reach out and touch them, so to speak. So they're going to build a pier. You know, everybody wants humanitarian assistance. I get it. Those truly innocent deserve it, okay? I mean, who doesn't want that? Here's my take on it. They're doing this because if people remember and think back just a few months back, Netanyahu was encouraging the Palestinians to be sent to the United States because the Egyptians and no Arab state wanted any of those refugees, or those seeking refuge, if you will, those civilians. I'm of the opinion they're getting ready to set up for what's called a non-combatant evacuation operation, a NEO,
wow,
to truck those people out to ships to bring them to leapfrog them into the United States. It's an election year, and,
right,
and it was a salient point that Frank made, that he meant to say the word illegal. That was brilliant point. He meant to say it and then walk it back, because that gets the moderates that were kind of walking away. Oh, look, you know, he's kind of, okay, he's saying this.
Yeah.
He's not such a bad guy.
Well,
so anyway,
Eric, I appreciate it. We want to give Frank a quick chance to respond.
Right on. Thanks for my call. Have a good morning, gentlemen.
You too. Thanks, Eric. Yeah, Frank, we just got about 30 seconds. So what do you think?
Yeah, I'll tell you, if in fact he's trying to actually move Palestinian civilians to the United States, there's going to be a pushback from at least half the nation here that is going to sound like a roar.
Indeed.
You know, remember, 85% of the Palestinians voted for Hamas to be in power in Gaza. That means they're complicit into what is happening. So we're going to move people who support Hamas to the United States? I don't think so.
Yeah, that would be a red line, basically, because of the ramifications of all that. And the other Arab states, they need to contribute into this. How about Egypt and others? But Frank, thanks so much for coming on this morning. We'll talk to you again on Friday. Take care, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Salvato, thanks so much. UndergroundUSA.com is the website. Mel, thanks for holding on, but we'll talk to you again here real soon. Coming back with Patrick Hyland, everybody. Stay right there.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, happy Monday, everybody. Yes, on this Monday morning, bright and early, we're going to send out some happiness to you because we understand it's Monday, and you can't change the fact that it's Monday, but we can sure make it as best as we can possibly do as we send you off, perhaps into your workday. Maybe it's the conclusion of your workday as we've been going through the wee hours of the morning. But whatever it is that you're doing, wherever you are, we're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here for you. And let's continue on with the Monday edition of the program, which is flying by. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And we've got Patrick Hyland. He's host of the Sport Zone right here on AM 860, The Answer. And you can hear Patrick on Sundays from 11 a.m. Eastern Time to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. He's also the insurance quarterback. And we're always glad to talk with Patrick. We talk with him Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays here on the show. Good morning, Patrick. Happy Monday.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. How are you making out with this time change, Bob, springing forward?
Oh, yeah. Boy, well, actually, it didn't work out too bad. I actually woke up earlier this morning and thought, hey, I think I'm okay. It's rare, but it worked.
Well, I like the spring forward. I like this time of year. Really do, except down here in Florida, boss, we get hit with pollen like there's no tomorrow. So it's kind of messing with everybody, but hopefully we'll get the spring showers, as they say, and bring us some flowers. So
there you go.
We shall see, brother. We shall see. But, no, man, a great golf tournament in Orlando yesterday, the Ben Hill Classic. The old Arnold Palmer, God rest his soul, and Scottie Scheffler. He was just, found a way to win. The guy's a great player. He loves that course, and it showed. He did a fantastic job, so congratulations to him. Also, a little sidebar note here, Kyle. Jimmy Stanger, a local young man from Florida, over in Puerto Rico. They had the Puerto Rico Open over there, and I tell you, it was really cool. Last hole, he almost made a birdie putt to go into the playoffs, so came in second, and that's pretty impressive. And so he keeps it up. He's going to do great, and we wish him well. Good young man, good Christian man. AM860 The Answer. You know, our sister stations are Christian stations.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Good kid. So it's really a neat little story there for people here in Tampa Bay who followed the kid when he was playing youth golf. And he played his first tournament at Innisbrook, Valspar, when he was in college. He's one of the top college players, and he made a little exception to play in that. And now it's just kept going. So.
Very cool. Yeah, well, we wish him well, absolutely.
Yeah, man, just a cool little side story there. Russell Wilson, it looks like he's going to sign with the Steelers, Kyle, just for a one-year deal. The league minimum is $1.1 million now, but guess what? The Broncos have to pay his other $39 million. Amazing, man. Amazing what these guys are getting paid now, so God bless them for that. We'll see what he does with the Steelers. Maybe he can help out Kenny Pickett. Because Russell probably has 2 to 3 years left maximum, and then he'll retire. So we'll see if he can help out the Steelers. Him and Tomlin could really get along well and see if that helps the Steelers this year. Be exciting to see, to say the least.
Indeed.
And, well, when wide receiver board. Go ahead, sir.
No, I was just going to ask real quick, Patrick. When somebody comes in for a one-year deal, you know, are they looking to see if they gel with the rest of the team, or is, you know, in other words, sometimes it takes time to really start clicking, I would think. But these guys are pros. That's one thing. But is this common, or is this something where they're just trying to try it out or something?
No, great question. That's kind of what's been going on. Baker Mayfield came in here to Tampa Bay last year on a one-year deal, Kyle, from the L.A. Rams, after he left, Cleveland, then down to Carolina, then over to L.A. Now he's with the Bucs, and he's testing the free agent market, but it looks like they're going to sign him. So I'm glad you asked that question. So he did a one-year deal, and he did a great job last year. You know, it looks like they're going to sign him for a three-year $100 million deal. So that's going to be a pretty sweetheart deal for him. And we'll see what, you know, he does for the Bucs this upcoming year. It'll be a new offensive coordinator. And Mike Evans signed for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So those two will try to continue on their ways. They got a little bit of a window here. You know, after Brady left, everybody thought it was going to be, you know, downhill for 3 to 5 years. Well, they got a second bite at the apple now because the NFC South isn't what it used to be. We'll see. I mean, Atlanta, I'm curious to who's going to be the quarterback in Atlanta. Kirk Cousins, he might go there and sign a one-year deal and see what happens, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
So great question, man, on how those one-year deals work. And like you said, try them out for a year in jail. And if it doesn't work out, you part ways and let them go to another team or retire. So that's been the new tradition coming out here lately.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, for the people who love soccer, Kyle, don't want to forget that. You know, we got a lot of things going. U.S. Women's National Team topped Brazil, so congratulations to them. March Madness, man, it's going to be exciting. Got a lot of top teams and a lot of dark horses, I like to call them, to see if they can come through and make it happen. Some long shots. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun, March Madness. It's going to be very tough to predict this year. I really think there's going to be a lot of upsets, Kyle. And obviously we'll talk about that over the next few weeks.
Oh, sure. Well, yes, Stetson, they came into this. This is the first time they've been in the playoffs, isn't it? Something like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, a lot of these kids, it's kind of neat. You know, you attend a small school, and then you get to this March Madness. And the good news is it's not as bad as it used to be. You know, when these 16 seeds and these 15 seeds would play, it turned into an 80-40 game. To me, that's not enjoyable. I don't, I don't like that for anybody. The good news with basketball, Cal, nobody really gets hurt physically. You know, in football, when you have a number one team play the 100th team in the nation, that sometimes it gets a little crazy. You know, we get these 72-7 scores. It's demoralizing the kids and they get beat up. I don't think that's a good look at all. But basketball is not as bad. Baseball, especially, anything can happen in baseball, and you get a great pitcher. That's one of those games that you really can have an equalizer, as I call it. So, that's, you know, how that's going to break down, Cal. But, you know, a lot of free agency news we'll talk about Wednesday on the show also, because a lot of things are going to happen. They're not officially allowed to sign till Wednesday, Cal, but everybody's looking at everybody right now, so we have tampering rules. And then it looks like Mac Jones is going to come down to Jacksonville. Folks listening to us up there in Jacksonville, Florida, we'll see, you know, what he can do. Maybe he can learn from Trevor Lawrence. I don't know if he's going to teach Trevor Lawrence anything, but you always need a good backup in the National Football League. People forget that. And the Bucs are going to need to find one, unless Kyle Trask, they feel he can be a good backup for Baker Mayfield. If they do, then they're set. So we'll see how that all plays out, too, for the Bucs.
Indeed.
Indy.
Yeah, I was going to ask about Indy. Yeah, what'd you think?
Yeah, down here in St. Pete, man, things been happening in Florida. Been rocking, man. They had the St. Pete Grand Prix, and it was exciting, a lot of fun to watch. And it just was a perfect day, man, here. 75 degrees, sunny, a little bit of wind. There wasn't any rain. And, just went smooth as silk. So that was
very
really cool.
Cool
how that.
Very cool. Well, yeah, it's fun to go out and see him race and do that kind of stuff, especially when it's a perfect day.
Yeah, exactly. Because then there's no wrecks and problems. Indy's neat, and it's always fun to watch the Indy 500 too. And NASCAR was, you know, rocking also. So just a lot of things happening, and I just don't want to forget to let the people know if there's anything I can do for them, Kyle, when it comes to their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call. I helped out, you know, a lady last week, saved several $100 on her prescriptions, man, a month. And, you know, at the end of the year, that adds up, number one. Number two, you know, let's see if you're getting the best bang for your buck and the best policy for yourself. Nobody likes to talk about it. Nobody likes to do it. I get it. It's not a fun thing. I make it fun. We have a good time. But it's just something, evil necessity in life that we all need to have, need to pay for. Why not do it with somebody you like, you know, and cares about you? It's going to be an advocate for you. And, I pride myself in that. And please, I'd love to talk to anybody out there listening to see how I can help them. It's 813-966-1052. 813-966-1052. Patrick Highland, God bless you, my friend. Let's make it a great week, and I'll talk to you Wednesday morning, sir.
Sounds good, Patrick. God bless. Talk to you Wednesday. Patrick Highland, everybody. And, folks, I can't believe it. We're already to the end of the program this morning. Monday edition has flown by, as always, but we hope that you will make it a great day today. And we're going to see you right back here tomorrow. Kyle Warren with you. Take care out there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.